And welcome back to Mining Stock Daily. This is Trevor Hall once again, and today I am joined by Cooper Quinn, who is the president of Osprey Gold. Osprey trades on the TSX Venture with the symbol OS. And this is a corporate update following up on some pretty big news for Osprey Gold. Actually, probably very big news. It was big news for Osprey. And that talks about the merger with Maguma Gold that was announced last week. So on the line today to go over that announcement and also kind of get into some nitty-gritty details of it with follow-up questions I know a number of us have for Cooper. Cooper, thanks for joining us, and I hope your week and weekend is going well. Before we talk about the merger, how's everything going for you and the group with Osprey as we kind of wade through this crisis we have going on here?
It's going well. I've got a pretty good office set up here at home. Our lawyers are working from home off their network. I think we're pretty well equipped as a company to work remotely. We do a fair amount of that anyway. Our technical team's out in Nova Scotia, so we don't interface face-to-face with them particularly often. It's kind of business as usual for us, other than I'm eating lunch at home and get to spend a little bit more time with my dog. So things are going well. Spirits are still high, and this merger has got all of us really, really busy. So as opposed to some people who seem to be sitting around twiddling their thumbs a little bit, we're full throttle.
All right. Well, just going over some quick details, Maguma obviously holds exploration claims alongside Osprey there in Nova Scotia. It's also very close in proximity to St. Barbara's, and I'm sure people familiar with the jurisdiction will know that. But it also is basically a two-for-one transaction, all-share transaction. So every two shares of Osprey will gain one share of Maguma by the time it's all said and done. Cooper, give us your thoughts on why this was so significant for Osprey and also their shareholders, and what is the upside here?
Yeah, I mean, I think throughout Osprey's existence, we've looked at several different opportunities like this, trying to put two junior companies together to see if you can make something stronger out of it. And a lot of times you don't end up with a stronger entity at the end, I think. But what we saw with Maguma here early on was a lot of complementary details between the two companies, and that's on the technical side, that's on the management side. First off, we went out there in 2016, got our kind of initial ground. Our ground is past producing ground. We have a resource at Goldenville and a historic resource at Caribou, so some reasonably advanced assets there. What Maguma has tends to be, we have pretty core positions that aren't huge. What Maguma has is in and around us and in and around Atlantic Gold, now St. Barbara, as you mentioned, is a huge amount of earlier stage but very promising ground. So they went out, staked a large amount of Nova Scotia based on large-scale structural trends, large geophysical anomalies, things like this, but very, very regional work. So I think they have some really promising projects. They're just earlier stage. So between the two companies now, if the deal is concluded and we're combined there, we'll have a really great portfolio that kind of mixes both of the two. The early stage ground where we can do a lot of work, there's significant potential to discover new deposits, and then the more advanced assets that are in Osprey right now kind of hold down the foundation of the value of the company. We can continue to advance those, and those are further down the pipeline for any other potential transaction, acquirer, or mine plan of our own. The exchange ratio certainly is something that people want to know a little bit more about. So as you mentioned, it is a 2-for-1 ratio. If you hold two shares of Osprey, you will hold one share of the combined entity there at the end of the day. Given the current trading prices that have been fairly stable over the past, since we announced the deal, really, Maguma's close today was 15.5 cents. Osprey was just under 5. So, it's significant value to Osprey shareholders there. And I think one of the things to focus on, too, is that it's not a cash buyout, right? We're not really stamping or assigning a value to each Osprey share on this deal, other than it will be assigned a value at close. But it's a restructuring of the two companies that we think equal, using a classic kind of banker math where 1 + 1 = 3. The management teams are super complementary, the project teams are super complementary, and we think that the combined entity will be much stronger to and be able to take much more advantage of, I think, the bull market that you and I both see coming after the end of what we started this conversation with the pandemic talk and kind of this global economic slowdown here. I think that really gold and miners and explorers will do very well off the backside of this, and we'll be well positioned to capitalize on that.
Hey, Cooper, I do have to ask, I mean, obviously the news was announced just, I think it was just a few days, if not a day, after a lot of the capitulation in the junior mining, as we saw a lot of liquidation, a fleet to cash, people selling their stocks off and getting margin calls. And so, I mean, one could argue that this deal was done at the bottom of Osprey's market, which, you know, maybe on the cover, it did not bode well with some shareholders. Can you tell me what some of those discussions were? Were there some pushback, you know, people fairly upset with this deal as it, after it was announced?
You know, I was aware that day, certainly going into it, that the potential optics were such that it looked like we were doing a deal really here at the bottom. But given the fact that both companies had had a pretty significant discount applied over the last little while, again, I'd kind of point to the fact that the actual share price maybe isn't the specific metric to focus on here. It's that exchange ratio that is important. It's a fundamental restructuring of the two companies. And because it isn't a cash buyout, you know, shareholders have a ticket on the new entity here. And we believe that there's significant value to Osprey shareholders. They still hold the interest in the projects that they got involved in because of, being Goldenville, being Cariboo, or some of our other assets. And, you know, the bottom there is what it is. And I think we didn't actually see a huge amount of pushback from shareholders. There was certainly a little bit of online chatter about that, but generally all of our big shareholders called were, that I spoke to, were, please understand the value that the combined entity brings and understand the reasons to do this transaction now as opposed to later.
Well, I do understand that obviously, you know, not everybody's going to be 100% on board with every deal. And that's just kind of the market we are unfortunately in right now. But, I do think there obviously is more silver lining to this as well, Cooper, and I'd like you to get your comments on this. But I think it says a lot about two junior companies coming in and merging and consolidating maybe a district, which we just have talked about as an industry for many, many years and not have actually applied in practice. And secondly, I do think there's benefit to Maguma and Osprey joining. Now Osprey and Maguma partnership maybe has more of an opportunity to finance bigger money down the, you know, in the near term. Can you give us some comments on those two ideas?
Yeah, I mean, I think, as you state, and as I kind of said there, I think we do feel that the combined entity here really will come out of the gate strong and be well positioned to take advantage of the coming market here and well financed at that point in time. You know, that's one of the things that the Maguma team really brings to the table. And ultimately, shareholders should look at this as beneficial. You know, one of the things we hear a lot about in the junior space is all of these, you know, small companies and everybody running their own little world. And here we have the chance to consolidate in a way that makes a lot of sense. There's a lot of operational efficiencies between the two companies that we can realize, you know, and that reduces overhead, that reduces the capital cost of running the company, and that's more money that we can ultimately put into the ground to build value, discover minerals, et cetera. So I think there's a lot of advantages to these two coming together. I think that's one of the, you know, between the two management teams, Osprey has a very strong technical team, with our, you know, very geologic and exploration focus. Maguma has a little bit more of a capital market side and has displayed in the past a significant ability to finance that company. When they came out of the gate, they raised about $9 million total, which is great. And I think we see the opportunity here to be able to combine that with our technical team and make some great discoveries on the ground.
Cooper, if I'm not mistaken, within the deal, Osprey still holds continues to have a few people on the technical side of the project to kind of basically transition into Maguma. That includes you and one or two other people. Can you talk us about who will remain on the from the Osprey side onto the new Maguma company?
For sure. You know, there's still some details to be fleshed out within the definitive agreement, but the plan all along with this has been for significant Osprey personnel, myself included, to remain with the surviving entity there. You know, I wanted to make sure that our shareholders take some comfort in that, to know that we're not, you know, abandoning ship here and just throwing shareholders into some unknown and leaving them to, you know, the whims of another party that they're not familiar with. We'll be there along with them, and the combined entity should lend itself well to being well capitalized, well funded, and then using our geologic experience and expertise to advance the project. So, again, a few details left there, but currently it looks at two Osprey personnel from management surviving on in the remaining entity, as well as probably one more additional director. So don't have any like hard and fast specifics on that yet, but there'll be significant Osprey representation on the combined entity.
And when does this deal, is it expected to be finalized in?
There is a bit of a process here. We will have to have a shareholder meeting and stuff like that, as it is also potentially a related party transaction. We're updating our 43-101 report, and you know, there's some significant DD work yet to be done by both parties, but ultimately I think we had some comfort going into it that we felt like we wanted to advance this and announce this. And so I'd give it a couple of months here. You know, partially those timelines are driven by requirements for calling meetings and stuff like that. You know, once we put out an information circular, it has to be out 45 days before the meeting. And all of these timelines might be, you know, they're a little bit up in the air based on the current work environment. But what we've seen so far is the TSX and the CSE have been good with all the help we need. Our lawyers and Laguna's lawyers have no issues at this point in time getting work done. So I think all said and done, this hasn't changed our timelines too much.
Very good. Cooper, thank you so much. I appreciate you filling us in on the deal and giving us a little bit of commentary from management's side onto this merger. I will just preface before I leave that Osprey Gold is a corporate sponsor of Mining Stock Daily, and I am a shareholder of the company. Cooper, thank you so much, and we look forward to seeing this deal being finalized and a couple of those due diligence reports needing to be finalized as well as they are released. So, thank you so much. Have yourself a great afternoon.
Thanks, Trevor. Looking forward to taking you and all the other shareholders on to the combined entity here once the deal closes. And I think it's going to be a great opportunity for everybody involved to hopefully make some money.
Thank you so much, Cooper. Take care of yourself.
Take care.